Welcome to week four of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And back from the Windy City. It really was windy. from Chicago, we my wife and I had a web conference that we've been doing for, this is the fifth year. And, so we got back and
I got back a little bit.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure how much I'll remember from the game I watched yesterday, because I was pretty out of it.
Wiped out from the Windy City?
Three and a half days of learning. Conferences. And then drove, so it was about an eight-hour drive back and stuff like that.
Do you know why it's called the Windy City?
It is not because it is windy. It is because of the politicians.
Very nice.
That's right. And it was funny, because we have a gal that's, she lives in Florida now, but she's originally from Spain. And she said that. And people are like, what? No. It's been windy every time I've been here. So again, it figures that somebody that's not a Native American knows more about our history and politics than what? What's that mean?
No kidding. Native
American. He's doing hand signals. I don't know. I'm not hip to this kind of stuff. But
so yeah, we're 4-0.
Yeah. It was a, they started off very impressive again. You know, first possession, got a touchdown.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the rankings first?
Our newest member to the Facebook group put up an article about how the Packers defense is actually at the moment ranked higher than the offense.
Mm. And, was that your
Michael
newest member?
Michael Allman put
was
that up there?
No, I don't think he put that up. I think I put that up.
Oh, fine. You put that.
I think Michael put up there that we're in the power rankings. Yeah. We're number one with the NFL.com.
Yeah, you did put that up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So I looked into it a little bit more. Defense, we're third in points allowed right now. Mm. Offense, we're sixth in points scored. And then rushing offense, we're third. And then passing offense, we're 20th. And passing offense goes strictly off of yards. So that's why, you know, we're not getting the huge, you know, like 400 yards a game passing with Rodgers, but we have the efficiency from him, which I think you'd take over the massive yards any day.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with where we are on that. Defense looked really good.
They did.
It was so nice. They always say that if you get a good running game, it just hits the other team right in the soul.
You can do so much more when you can run the ball.
And then when you've got the quarterback that's running all over, it hurts even more. At least to me, it does anymore. So the fact that we were able to pretty much keep Kaepernick in check was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a good game for our defense.
Yeah, it was. And now who are we supposed to be getting back now? They were out for 4 weeks. Do you remember? I thought we had somebody that was going to be coming back in week five on our defensive line.
Bulaga on the offensive line?
No, they were. I think it was the drug testing or something that they got out. We'll have to look that up. I'm not sure.
We'll have to look that up.
And of course, that could be throwing you a curveball, too. I told you I'm loopy today, so.
Yeah. But, you know, it's nice. It wasn't the best game we've had from the offense, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're right where we need to be, where when the offense doesn't have a great game, the defense can pick them up.
I would agree. I think Aaron looked efficient, but he really had a lot in his face. He had guys after him all day long.
He did.
We really need Bulaga back.
Yeah. I don't know. We've never beat Kaepernick before. He's 3-0 against us, so it was nice to get that win.
Oh, absolutely.
We look good. I thought about at the end of the game, you know, it was, 17-3, the final score?
Mm-hmm.
17 points a couple years ago, I don't think would have been enough to beat the 49ers.
I would agree.
They've kind of been a thorn in our side, so it's nice that, you know, our defense had probably the best game I've seen from them in recent memory.
You know what surprised me when I saw, and again, this is because they were getting, our offensive line was, hey, If you want some, make your own, man. You can use my stuff.
I forgot.
Yeah. You didn't have
I'm
any
thirsty.
More. And you speaking of, okay, sidebar here. Did you see the comment saying, hey, you should drink something good from Wisconsin?
I did.
Yeah, instead of a Mexican beer.
I don't know. I'll drink some of your Spotted Cow. I'm not opposed to
that. I think I got a couple of them left, don't I?
Yeah, I saw
I
that
I should have picked
weekend.
Some up on the way back. I drive through Wisconsin. But so back on the on topic here.
Back on the Packers.
The way San Francisco defense was playing, because they were covering our receivers so well, they were getting at Rodgers, but they're like plus 20 ranked in on the stats.
Yeah. I mean, overall, they had a pretty good game on defense. A lot of passes to Jones. Like, do you remember that one where Rodgers kind of, he's under pressure, kind of falling to his left, flicks it like 40-something mm-hmm. yards, and James Jones is like tiptoeing the sideline, just kind of basket catches it.
Yes.
It's like, that's unfair. That's not fair.
I figured you were going to spend a couple of minutes talking about that catch.
The James Jones catch. James Jones.
Yeah. Well, who?
James Jones.
Oh, okay. Otherwise known as JJ.
So, yeah. Let's see. We'll talk about, we'll just do the usual. We'll talk offense, then defense. We'll make a few of our predictions, and then we'll just wrap it up.
Okay. Rodgers, 22 of 32, 224 in yardage, and one touchdown. But he was knocked around a lot. I hate seeing that.
Yeah, you always worry. I think any Packer fan's biggest worry watching the game is Rodgers going down.
We wouldn't have won. There's no way we would have won if Rodgers wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So,
one statistic I liked was last week Kaepernick had 4 interceptions on 19 throws. Rodgers, however, has 4 interceptions in his last 592 throws. So
what are you saying? You know, there were times when I was looking at Kaepernick that I actually backed it up on the DVR and just to see his facial expression.
Yeah, he was pretty frustrated.
He was frustrated, and there was a couple times he looked lost, and he's sitting on the bench, and you're thinking, how long did it let this guy go?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it or saw the article after the game for it. Kaepernick had a little run, I think it was like 3 yards before Matthews, you know, forced him to slide. And as he's getting up, Matthews is next, like standing over him going, "You ain't Russell Wilson, bruh."
I did not hear.
It's like, no, you are not Russell Wilson. This game and this season, that's been pretty obvious.
Well, let's get through the quarterbacks here, and then I want to say something about the referees.
All right. Yeah, just a couple notes I had here. Near the end of the second quarter, there was that hold on the Packers kind of near our end zone. And so it would have been 3rd and 7 if they declined it. They decided to accept it and make it 2nd and 17. Most of the time, you know, you look at it objectively, that's a good decision. You know, back them up towards their end zone, make it 2nd and long, 2nd and 17. Against Rodgers, however, I feel like that's probably not the right decision because they backed them up 2nd and 17, and one play later, it's a 1st down pass to James Jones. And then I just put in here also 10 minutes left in the third. And it was 3rd down and 9, I believe. They did a heavy blitz, and it looked easy. Rodgers hitting Jones for a 1st down.
Yeah.
No one beats the blitz bear.
I would agree. His vision is unbelievable. In case you hear any extra noise in the background, our mascot is with us today, Lady. And usually we'll have her upstairs with my wife and Sean's mother, but she is bowling tonight. So we've got her locked in the studio with us, and she's starting to get a little antsy. She was kind of fired up when she started today. But
yeah, she's been a little
here,
hyper.
Sweetheart. So the refereeing, both sides, it was...
She's listening well.
No, man. She's not. Lady, lay down. She's refereeing.
For both teams. I mean, the calls were made that shouldn't have been. Calls weren't called that should have been. I just felt that they were just so many. There was one, I can't remember, it was well past 5 yards or I can't remember which receiver. I apologize. I should have taken notes because I knew I would blank out a lot of stuff. But one of the receivers just got blocked. I mean, just lambasted.
That was Randall Cobb.
Okay.
And yeah, they just destroyed him. He was just standing there. Like, the throw had already been made.
Yeah.
He was standing there. He just got nailed.
How do you miss that?
Oh, no.
I mean, there's 22 players on the field.
And I guess I'll, you know, just put this in there a little early. I had it for when we talked about the defense, but our first defensive series after that touchdown, Raji had a face mask.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then the
on the running back. Yeah, and they didn't call that.
Right.
And then they called offsides on the offense when it was clearly Raji moving.
Yep.
And
he even put his hands on his helmet.
Yeah,
he
acted guilty, and they still called it on the offense, and they ended up having to punt off that. So that was kind of a break for us.
Wow.
I think the commentators were saying it was because Kaepernick was really shaking his shoulders on
the
hard count.
I didn't think there were any. They all do it. All the quarterbacks do that. Try and do the hard count and stuff.
I mean,
like
it'd be
that.
Hard not to if you know how loud they're yelling,
right.
And they're really trying to drama. You kind of have to move as you do it. You can't just be a statue.
White man can move. Jones and receiving Jones 5 for 98, a very nice game.
Very nice. Yeah.
And that again, I mean, that really was that's a highlight right there with that catch he had on the sideline.
And he also had a couple nice third down conversions. He was kind of this week. He was kind of just there whenever he was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. Richard Rodgers had a good game. Had 5 for 45 and a touchdown. That touchdown where Rodgers, he was going all over the place. Rushes coming from every side. He's just kind of running around, dancing around, and
yep.
then just flicks it in the end zone to Rodgers like it's nothing.
I missed this because, you know, I just perused the notes here before we started while I was hooking everything up, and I was going to make sure I said that, boy, you can tell his blocking's improved, and I see you had beaten me with that.
Yeah, I wrote on there, his blocking has improved. So
it's just really a complete player. I mean, now we've a quarter of the season in, and he's really looking good.
Yeah, and it's good that he improved so much because we needed him to now with Corliss gone. On injury. I don't know if you saw, they put him on injured reserve designated to return.
I did not see that.
So
no,
even
I think I'm going to hang on to my drink because with you drinking, it's not going to last through the whole podcast.
Even Richard Rodgers, even though he's the first string this year, Corliss is a big part of the offense, especially with his blocking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little surprised, you know, Corliss with that injury, I think, was it his calf? Maybe? I don't remember. Because we only get one of those a year, the injury reserve designated
right.
to return.
Right.
So I was a little surprised they used it on a second string player, but it kind of shows you how much they value his blocking.
Good point. Cobb was 5 for 44. Got a little worried when I saw his shoulder was bothering him again.
Yeah. I don't know if hopefully this isn't going to be a year-long thing with the lingering injuries.
It could
injuries.
Be. Could be like Matthews when he gets the hamstring thing, you know.
Yeah.
Wait. Knock on wood.
Montgomery, 2 for 10. Had a
mm-hmm.
couple of drops there. That first one really hurt. The play action pass. Rodgers rolls to his right, throws it a bomb downfield on the very first play of the game, and falls through his hands, basically. Montgomery's hands. It was a perfect pass. Rodgers kind of hinted at afterwards that he thought maybe Montgomery wasn't running full speed because it was the first play of the game. And he seemed a little frustrated there. But apparently Montgomery went over and apologized repeatedly on the sideline. So good to see there's no bad blood.
Yeah, that's I didn't catch that. Was that did that talk about post-game?
Yeah,
okay.
Post-game.
All right.
And then he had that third down catch. It was a low throw, kind of diving for it, and he didn't quite make the catch. But otherwise, I think, you know, he's a good option for us. I think, you know, you saw with Jones, first couple of years with us, he had some bad issues with drops, and a lot of players have. So I think he'll you know, turn into a big player for us.
Let's move on to rushing. Lacy, even with the bad ankle, bad foot, he's really looking good. It's so nice to have that 1-2 combo with Lacy and Starks.
He seemed healthier this week too, not favoring it quite as much after the run. He you can never tell during the run, but after he would always kind of, you know, like favor
it. I really saw it once.
Yeah. So he was 18 for 90, 18 rushes for 90 yards. So that's an average of 5 yards a rush.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Can't argue with
that. No, God, no.
Rodgers scampered for 3 times for 33 yards.
There was one, I think it was, well, it doesn't matter which one it was, but I was getting a little nervous. You know, I wanted him to slide a little bit sooner. There's a guy coming up behind
him. Yeah, that was when he, if I remember correctly, he ran to the right, kind of snuck along the sideline, and instead of going out, he kept running to try to get the touchdown. It ended up being 17 yards, and they put him out like right before the end zone, like at the 1 yard line. But he did look a little beat up after that. He was wincing and stuff. It looked like he maybe got like an elbow into the small of his back.
Yeah, that makes you kind of, you know, you don't have to do it, buddy. Just lay down. Let the other guys take the hits.
Yeah. And Starks.
Yeah.
9 for 28. That you know.
I'm not gonna. It's just a 1-2 punch. He's so different. To have two guys you want to get over 3.5 yards a carry, I think that would be wonderful with a quarterback like Rodgers. But I don't know.
And then Ty Montgomery, we talked about him in the receiving section, and now here he is in the rushing. He was lining up as a running back a couple times.
There's a name missing here.
What name?
Starts with a K and ends with an oon.
Coon?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
How could you not put Coon in there?
I can't put every little aspect of the game in here.
Coon gets, what, 3 plays every 3 games, and so he was in for a couple of them, though.
Yeah.
But, it was nice to see. I don't know what they was that the wishbone package where they put 3 guys in the backfield.
Yeah. And, I mean, Coon has a lot of value for us as well on special teams.
Great, and he's one of the guys, player. I don't know if you caught it, when they were showing a sideline view, and Rodgers is sitting down, Coon standing up and talking to him, and he was kind of showing something with his hands and stuff like that. And you could tell how much respect Rodgers has for Coon by how intense he was. And I think he's like, what, say that again? And so Coon goes, and he could see him, he was dipping this way and stuff like that. It's how cool is that,
that
to
is
have
cool.
that kind of relationship?
What do you think about Montgomery lining up at running back?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
A nice change.
I liked
it. Just,
for a wide receiver, he's thick, so he can play the position.
And that's kind of the way the league's been going.
Yeah. I always worry about, you know, we've done that a little bit with Cobb, and I always worry about an injury when he's doing that. Didn't really feel the same way with Montgomery, kind of more. He felt more secure in the position because of his size.
It caught me off guard, but you know, it's not something. Was it the first time we've done it this year? With him,
first time.
Okay,
makes you excited for next year, what we can do when we got everyone healthy. You know, so can you imagine having Jordy on the field? So you have like Jordy, Jones, and Cobb, 3 wide, and then in the backfield you have like Lacy and Montgomery next to each other. There's no way a defense is going to know what we're doing.
It almost sounds like something from Madden. You know, you can just pick whoever you want and put them in there.
So I'm excited for that.
Let's talk about the offensive line.
Not as good of a day.
So why is it? I mean, is it just stubbornness when you got a second string player in at tackle? He's obviously struggling. Your quarterback's getting hit. Why not?
Not giving him help. It's not how we roll.
Oh, yeah, until Rodgers breaks his clavicle.
I really think it's, you know, that's the Packers play style. That's how they do it. You're not getting help. You're expected to do your job.
At least have a guy chip, you know. The.
I know what you're saying. But, yeah, Barclay, who's filling in for Bulaga, not his best game. I saw a lot of angry people online after this game towards Barclay. I think it's a bit of an overreaction. He's gone up against...
When you say online, you're talking about on the web, not our offensive line.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to clear, we're talking about the line.
And I think that's a bit of an overreaction. Like 3 weeks in a row now, he's gone up against some of the best pass rushers in the league, and he's a backup. Last week he was up against Justin Houston and Tom Bahali. They're the best there is, and he held his own.
I think that I think San Francisco did a really good job covering our wideouts sometimes, where Aaron really, he didn't have a place to throw it, so he's scrambling. And then after that, once you start moving around, or at, what's it, like 3.5 seconds, that's what you ask the guys to hold, literally hold their defensive counterpart against it.
Well, and you have to know where Rodgers is going and everything, because if he moves in a direction, the pass rusher goes after him, you don't want to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be between him and the quarterback.
Well, we got through it, though.
Did you see about Bulaga, though?
Yeah, just before we started, I saw that they're going to really be able to tell tomorrow. We're taping this on Tuesday because I was coming back from Chicago on Monday. But they said that we're going to test him. They're feeling a lot better about it.
Yeah, he might be back a lot earlier than people expected. We might have him for next week, even.
Mm, that'd be wonderful.
It would be wonderful.
All right, let's talk about the defense.
Yeah, defense was great.
They were.
It was fun to watch.
It was so
especially against the 49ers.
Yes.
I don't know if you go on like Reddit much or anything, but on the Packers subreddit, it's been a lot of talk about it. It's like the Packers revenge tour the first part of the year. Everyone were beating, like, you know, like Seahawks, who have, you know, given us a lot of grief recently, the 49ers. Well, Bears, the Bears suck, so that counts as the revenge tour. But yeah, just everyone we're playing.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. I said earlier about keeping Kaepernick in check, really keeping him in check compared to our past history with him.
Yeah, I think with Kaepernick, especially when we were covering the wide receivers pretty well, so he has to run a lot of the time, holding him to 57 rushing yards is an achievement.
I think so. I think so.
Matthews was the star of the defense again. He was, you know, a big part of containing Kaepernick on the runs. He had one sack, and
I don't see it on here.
No?
No, I don't see it.
Yeah, he got one. So he had a sack, but a few tackles as well. I don't remember how many tackles he had, but he looked good. He really shines at the inside linebacker spot. Yeah, two tackles, one sack. So he did well. Defensive line, though, as a whole, did well, especially Raji, besides those non-existent penalties on the first defensive series. And then Daniels looked good again.
Mm-hmm.
Six sacks on the day.
That is so nice.
So that's last two games now, that's 13 total sacks. That feels good.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I haven't been online to see. I'm sure you have, but I'm sure there's some folks that are disappointed that we didn't score more than 17 points. But come on, folks. I mean, get over it. It's called a win.
It kind of shows you how spoiled the Packers are that Rodgers, you know, he has 224 yards, I think it was, and a touchdown, and people are kind of complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
How spoiled are we?
That, well, don't include us. It's them.
Well, we don't take it for granted, but we're still spoiled.
We are. It's the middle of the second quarter. We got two big red zone sacks with Perry and Elliott, and that was fun because they were back-to-back.
Yeah, it was. Forced him to do the field goal. Elliott has really come out of nowhere this season. He seems to make a big play or two every game and keep earning himself playing time.
Boy, you can tell Raji's playing in a contract here, can't you?
Yeah, I think he realizes if he doesn't have that big year, he's never going to get that big contract.
Right, exactly.
So six sacks total. Peppers, Elliott, Matthews, Neal, and then two for Perry.
Jeez. Yeah. Awesome. So we did a good job shutting down the other running backs.
Yeah, every game we've been able to hold their running backs really well. And I think a lot of that goes again to Matthews at inside. Started out the game a little interesting. I don't know if you noticed that. We only had one inside linebacker. And then an extra safety with Sean Richardson.
I did not catch that. No.
So that was interesting. I think a lot of that went to kind of shut down the pass early, force them to try to run it a little, especially with Kaepernick, and then shut that down later. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
Yeah,
it held them to 3 points.
Yeah, and I like that. You know, we're fast enough online in with our linebackers. When you have somebody that's that can scramble at quarterback, we're able to stay with them and don't get burned. You know, it's when you get the you hold them good for the first second downs, and then they're third and long, and then scramble and they get a first down. It just eats you up. It kills you.
Yeah. As far as our pass coverage, Hayward had kind of an iffy game again.
Yeah.
Which a lot of hype around him going into the season and what he would, you know, a lot of people thought he'd break out this year, be one of the top in the league, cornerbacks in the league. Haven't really seen that from him yet. Just been pretty mediocre. Demaryius Randall, though, the rookie, was fun to watch yesterday.
Well, he's quick.
He is.
He is really fast. Yep.
He ran step for step with Torrey Smith. Smith had that one really nice catch. Not much you can do there, especially as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, Randall played great. Against Smith, he was fast. He had the physical play that he needed against Anquan Boldin,
mm-hmm.
Who's a big...
He's brute.
You know, yeah.
Right.
Big wide receiver, and Demaryius Randall handled him well, too. It's great to see.
But again, nitpicking, really, because you held him to 3 points and stuff. What's up with Maste?
You know, for as bad of a game punting as Maste had, somehow the 49ers punter was worse.
Well, it was the first, I think, 3 or 4 times the 49ers punter, he shanked two and he boomed two. He's either all or nothing.
Yeah.
So and we missed a field goal, speaking of special teams.
Yesterday was, I mean, you obviously didn't because you were in Chicago, but I watched the morning game with London.
You OD'd on football.
And then I watched Red Zone for all the noon games. And then I recorded part of the Vikings game so I could watch it after the Packers game. And then I watched the night game.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking. Sounds like a lot when you say it like that. But kicking was horrible all around.
Oh, really?
I think maybe the Chiefs kicker it was had a good game. But otherwise... Everyone was missing kicks. I think it was just over like half of the field goals on the day were made.
Hmm.
I don't know what was in the water in the NFL, but yeah, Bears missed their first extra point of the game. They scored early to go up 6-0 and then missed the extra point.
Well, Crosby, he's 1 for 2. Maste averaged 37.2 yards punting. That's
a big one for me with Maste, and I don't know if this was on purpose, but if you remember near the end of the game, or maybe it was near the end of the half, but kind of we were punting from like, you know, the almost midfield, and so like 11 seconds left, I'm like, okay, you know, you get some good hang time on this punt, most of that 11 seconds is gone by the time they can, you know, let the ball go out or whatever. And it's kind of like a line drive out of bounds. And it went out at like the 35 or something. It's like, what?
Well, you know,
I could have done that.
on a right turn here, but brand new stadium, Levi's Stadium. It's not even in San Francisco anymore. I don't even know how far out it is. But on the one side of the field, you know, a typical oval, course, where they put the visiting team, they just get beat with the sun, but so do the fans. Did you see how many fans didn't come back at halftime? That or they left a little bit early, before halftime because it's so hot to sit in it. So, on one hand, it's great, but then on the other hand, your fans aren't happy. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
But,
so Jerry got a how long?
Well, he got moved up this week onto the active roster because Adams was out and kind of getting thin there. Didn't really play much. But now, just saw today, they gave him a 3-year contract.
Nice.
Which I thought you'd be happy about.
Yes.
I know you like some Jared Abbey.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. Wisconsin kid, played at Wisconsin, and boy, what a dream come true if he could stick with the Packers.
Yeah. Now you got Scott Tolzien and Jared Aberderis on the team. Overall, it was a good game.
It was. It was fun. I love the fact that we have the first quarter under wraps, and
We have been so good in the first quarter. We have scored, was it, 30-something points in the first quarter this year, and our opponents have scored 3 points in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out to early leads, especially with our offense, is great. Keep them kind of on their heels the whole game. But yeah, we're 4-0.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And hopefully we can keep it going. We have a couple more games and then a bye. I think it's a good place for the bye, especially because we're playing the Broncos right after. So it's nice to play them coming off of it. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about our team this year.
I wonder why. It's, as I mentioned before earlier, about getting somebody back from being out. We did have him back.
We got Guyon back, yeah. With our base defense, though, it looks like it's Pinnell really starting in the base defense, and then we have Guyon playing in the nickel, getting Guyon back. Mm-hmm. And it seems, I mean, obviously, it seems to be working, especially after last game. It looks like that's kind of going to be how it stays with Pinnell in the base and Guyon in the nickel. I think with their play styles, it makes sense. So I like it.
Okay. So we got, just quickly, got the Rams at home on Sunday. We got the Chargers at home in a 3:30 game the following week. We got the bye. Then we're at the Broncos, at the Panthers. We play the Lions at home in Minnesota at Bank Stadium for the Vikings. Then we have the Bears at home, at the Lions, Cowboys, and Green Bay. Boy, the Cowboys just keep getting hurt more and more. We're at the Raiders, a team I thought they'd do better, but they just can't seem to turn it around. Really? You played the Bears. at the Cardinals, surprise loss to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game.
And then the game you're going to be at in Green Bay, the last game of the year,
against the
regular season against the Vikings.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident about it. Obviously, Denver's going to be a tough game after the bye, but I think they're pretty lucky at the moment to be 4-0 the way their offense has been playing. So I feel pretty
great
good about
defense.
That. Great defense. Cardinals will be a tough game. They have looked really good. Their offense has looked very good. Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald.
And we still got our NFC North a lot to play yet, and it's always tough. But let's talk about our predictions coming up.
Yeah.
We got Bears at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Cardinals at Lions.
Cardinals. Lions are 0-4.
Yeah, that surprised me. I didn't expect that. But and then Rams at the Packers.
Packers.
Rams are looking pretty good. I'll pick the Packers too, but they're playing pretty solid football.
I mean, they've beat the Seahawks week one. They just beat the Cardinals last week. They're
two tough teams.
They're kind of off and on, though, because beat the Seahawks. I forgot who they played week two. They did not look nearly as good. So we'll see. But it's at Lambeau.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's yeah, it looks like I'm not going to say it. I don't want to jinx them, but we got a couple of good teams to play just before the bye, and bye falls at a really good point in the year too. I like when they're pretty close to right in the middle.
Yeah, we didn't predict it because the Vikings are on a bye this week. I feel like it's a little early. I'm glad we're a couple weeks later.
Yep.
I like it to be right in the middle if you can. So Vikings are on a bye this week. Hurts one of my fantasy teams with Adrian Peterson being out.
So what did you think of the Vikes? You saw most of the game, did you?
No, I just saw like fourth quarter. They could have won it against Denver. Denver got scored at the very end. I think a field goal it was to take the lead. Peterson looked good again. But Teddy had a chance to, you know, drive down the field and win it for him. Announcers kept saying, I think it was like an 80-yard drive you needed to do. Announcers kept saying, he has a minute 40 left. He has plenty of time. Yeah, well, he ran out of time. because they were not hurrying at all. You know, he didn't have really any haste in it. And they keep talking about his poise. Teddy Bridgewater's poise for how young he is. But in the big situations so far this year, he's failed.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's poised, but he's not succeeding. I think he's been a lot more mediocre this year than they expected him to be. They expected him to really step up, and he hasn't looked bad. He's just kind of been middle of the road as far as I can tell.
Did you catch the game last night, Monday night game? Any of that?
I didn't. I saw like some highlights this morning from that bad call, apparently. Mm-hmm. Happened in the same end zone as the fail Mary.
Yeah.
With the Packers.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to agree with Belichick. I think that every play should be reviewable because they limit to how many you can have. So the NFL is reactionary. They always wait till something comes up and they're like, well, we'll take a look at it, see if we mm-hmm. should change it up. Well, why not just make it real easy?
Well, I think it will be coming. In a year or two, the ability to review personal penalties because they're doing it in college this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. kind of how they seem to do things. They try it out in college, see how it goes. And if it goes well, you'll see it in the NFL maybe.
Well, before we do the wrap up, how'd you like camping out at the old place and having DirecTV with the ticket and the red zone and...
Yeah, I mean, it seemed at first kind of weird to come over with you guys gone in Chicago. I thought, you know, maybe I'll just watch it at my place. But then I remembered you said you bought me chips and salsa. So I was like, you know, maybe I should go.
You know, I gotta throw you under the bus because you do me all the time. So before...
I don't throw you under
the bus. My wife and I left to go to Chicago. I had a couple of hamburgers made up. So, because, you know, when you come back, there's usually no food and stuff like that. I thought, okay, we'll be back around 5 or 6. We can have a hamburger and some chips. We'll just heat them up in the microwave. And then I get home, and I open up the fridge, and some mouse got in there and ate one of the hamburgers.
Okay, so a couple things. First, I thought it was the burgers he didn't really like. That we had like a week ago.
I didn't say I didn't really like them. I didn't. They were good. They just weren't great. But
yeah, you didn't really like them.
No.
And second, I thought maybe like, you know, maybe they want these. And then I thought, you know, a lot of times I do this and then I mention it later and they're like, oh, you were overthinking it. We don't care.
Yeah, I think we did that once in your lifetime.
No, it wasn't once. It's happened frequently. And now the one time I go, oh, fine, I'll just do it.
Yeah, thanks anyways, buddy. Sure.
Well, it was good. Thank you. But you should have hamburger buns for me next time.
I'll make sure next time you steal a burger, we'll have buns for you.
And we'd like to give away our game ball, new segment we're going to start doing. And this week we're going to give it to Demarius Randle.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, defense was such a big part of the game. And... coverage was a lot of that. We got 6 sacks. That doesn't happen if they have someone to throw the ball to.
Amen, and, brother. That is a very good point. Yep. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
He really is looking good. Really, yeah, another great pick by see. Ted Thompson.
It's fun.
But thank you for listening. We got quite a bit of feedback this week.
Yeah, we got a lot of feedback. A lot of new listeners. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate everyone who's listening. It's crazy how fast we're growing mm-hmm. as a podcast. And
it's silly.
So,
and really, just it's fun. We appreciate it, and we got wherever you make sure you subscribe wherever you're getting your
yep,
downloads.
Subscribe, leave a review if you like us, and join the Facebook group.
You can
group.
Leave a review if you don't like us. It's okay.
Well, we'll hate you forever.
Your kids will have buck teeth, but that's not a big deal.
But join the Facebook group to join the conversation. We're always posting articles we find on there over the week and mm-hmm. kind of talk about stuff. So we'd love for you to join in. It's Bleeding Green and Gold Facebook group. And also just send in your feedback, any questions or just topics you want us to talk about. Send in your name, your location, and send that into feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com.
feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And you got a lot of, was that Reddit you were getting a lot of comments from?
Yeah, I put it up on Reddit and a lot of people were giving some feedback. So that was appreciated.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now where we've gotten a lot of feedback from people and it really helps to get like the objective view on what we can improve on.
Yeah, man, we're just winging it. We're just drinking and talking about football, you know?
Yeah, yep. We like to have fun with it, and you send in your feedback so we can ignore it and keep having fun with it.
There's a there's a Facebook page, Wisconsinability or something like that. It's a their T-shirt that they have is "I'm not drunk, I'm just from Wisconsin." Just a tip for those of you that like that stuff. It's pretty funny. But here's to a win against the Rams next Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at 5-0.
Go Pack, go!